Hello and welcome to this week's Nothing Ventured Primer with me, Arish Shah. Today in the studio with me, I'm super excited to have with me Annalisa Dragiš. Annalisa is partner at Sapphire Ventures, an enterprise VC firm investing in visionary teams to build companies of consequence, where she invests from Series B to IPO. Annalisa, it's great to have you here with me in the studio.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Amazing. So look, let's dive straight in. It'd be great to give our listeners a bit of a background about where you come from and how you got into venture.
Yeah. Well, I guess starting at the very beginning, I was born here in London in the UK, grew up here, and then my parents moved to the US. I went to university in the US, and during that time, did a few internships in New York, on Wall Street, in tech investment banking, and had an opportunity to kind of go and do the normal two-year analyst program in tech investment banking, actually decided to turn that opportunity down. Didn't have another job at the time. My friends, my parents, people thought I was like, hey, what's going on? And I actually ended up getting what I felt was like the jackpot of a job right out of university. And that was moving to San Francisco and working for LinkedIn. And I worked for them first in the Bay Area and then in London and Dublin, and basically did a bunch of different roles, be that around finance, sales strategy, business operations, working on, you know, opening new offices, and then also spent a good chunk of time on the corporate M&A team. So looking at, you know, different acquisitions, as well as kind of integrating kind of new companies into LinkedIn as
and
well.
And this was all pre-Microsoft acquisition, right?
This was all pre-Microsoft acquisition, exactly. So while I was on the corp dev team was actually when Microsoft bought LinkedIn. Thinking back is, that's definitely like a day that kind of sticks out in my past career life. And of course, there's some changes as well, and I decided that would be a good time for me to go back to school. I went back to California. I went to Stanford. I got my MBA. Spent 2 years kind of in the sunshine trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And between my first and second year, I had the opportunity to come back to London, and I interned with Atomico here for the summer, and then I joined them full-time. So that was kind of my entry into the VC world. And then now, a little bit over 3 years ago, I joined Sapphire Ventures to help launch and start their London office.
I mean, I've got to ask, you're in the sun, Stanford. I mean, why did you come back to London in the gray skies? Was that more because of the kind of historical relationship you had with London, or was that the opportunity? What drove that?
No, I wasn't like set on coming back to London. I had the opportunity to come and intern with Atomico. And at that time, it was Carolina Brocato, who's now leading up EQT growth here in Europe. And she, I got connected with her, and she had gone to Georgetown, and I had gone to Georgetown, and she had been like, hey, you know, would you be interested in coming and working with Atomico and working with me for the summer? And I thought that just sounded like a lot of fun. It was in some ways similar to the type of work that I had been doing at LinkedIn on the corporate M&A team, you know, looking at spaces, looking at companies, but of course in like a, you know, a broader breadth of industries. And so decided, why not? And of course, summer in London is the best time, so I wasn't going to turn that down.
100%. Okay, well, cool. Let's talk about Sapphire for a second. So how many funds under management at Sapphire?
Yeah, so our total AUM is a little bit north of 10 billion.
Amazing. And what stages and sectors do you invest at and in?
Yes. So the flagship fund for Sapphire, which is Sapphire Ventures, where I'm a partner, we invest in growth stage, so Series B through IPO, B2B, mostly enterprise software companies. as a platform, Sapphire does have two other investment strategies. We have Sapphire Partners, who invest into other VC funds. And then we have our newest strategy, Sapphire Sports.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was just launched their second fund, and they invest, it's a direct investment strategy, so directly into companies earlier stage and more focused at the nexus of sports, media, entertainment, kind of next gen consumer companies.
Super cool. And so I'm guessing minimum checks, at least out of the main fund, are going to be north of 10.
Yeah, I would say, you know, kind of 20 to 100 million is probably the full kind of range. And our sweet spot is probably kind of 30 to 60 million at kind of that initial check size.
Amazing. We'll talk more about what that means in the main episode. But so if you were to think about three ventures, either within the portfolio or outside, what would you sort of say are the three ventures that are exciting you most right now?
Yeah, well, one that I definitely want to call out is Matillion, which is a cloud-based ETL solution out of Manchester.
Amazing.
Where I sit on the board. And I think the team there, the CEO, Matthew Scullion, he's just an individual who I think has a super growth mindset. And obviously coming from Manchester, he's super proud of that. But I think it's a great example of a company that's been able to really become a global champion in their space and do that from outside of a major tech hub in Europe, which I think's amazing. Another company I would highlight is Unmind, which is a B2B2C mental health platform. I think this is an area that, you know, we as Sapphire feel like is super underinvested into by companies and especially, you know, really large multinational companies. I think where you see in the US market is there's less stigma around mental health and therapy, but I think especially, you know, outside of the US and in a lot of other geographies, it's still really hard to talk about that topic. And so I'm really proud and really excited about the solutions that they're bringing to global companies. And then the last company that I would highlight that I'm super excited about is actually a quite early stage company called Noala, founded by one of my friends, Emily Spear. And they're building a software platform to help speech therapists. And so being able to connect with families and children. And I think, again, that's like a super important like mission. And again, an industry that's huge, but has been really underserved by technology. So I think all of those companies, I think, demonstrate really having a strong culture and mission at their core, which I think is so important.
Amazing. And those are quite diverse. I'm going to go one very heavily tech focused and then two quite sort of people focused, if I can put it that way, right?
Yeah,
which is really cool.
Which I think... you know, also at Sapphire, we are investing into mostly B2B software companies, but that's across infrastructure software, that's across business applications, so both kind of horizontal and vertical software solutions, and then fintech as well. So our portfolio, though focused on B2B, is quite broad in terms of like the sectors and industries that we cover.
Awesome. And if you were to think about sort of emerging technology that you know, you're really excited about or keeping an eye on over the next sort of 1 or 2 years, and you're welcome to say generative AI, we won't hold it against you. What is sort of, you know, catching your eye at the moment?
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to say two. And I think that there are two that not necessarily like have become like the next gen like VC like fad. I think these have been around, but I think the technologies behind helping with carbon and carbon removal in particular, I think there's been a lot of scientific research that's gone into this. And I think there's just a lot of smart people within academia that's focusing on this, which I think is really, really good, because it's obviously a super critical problem to solve for humanity. But I think now we're getting different technologies around there. But then the challenge is, how do you commercialize those and how do you scale those up? So I'm really excited about that area. Another area, which even going back, you know, 5 or 6 years, I was super excited about is quantum computing as well. I think this is something that we still feel like, oh, hey, quantum computer, it's like 10 years out. It's like 5 years. No, now it's 10 years. It's like we still
haven't got... It's the old AI, isn't it, basically? In the sense of that cycle of like, yeah, we're there, we're not there, we're kind of there, we're almost
exactly,
there.
Yeah. Exactly. I would agree with that. But I think that's a technology that just has so much potential to radically change different industries and just the world as a whole. And again, I think there you see a lot of technological advancements, but it is how do you commercialize that? How do you get to like an actual, you know, scale that can be like useful for real world problems, and we're still on that journey.
Yeah, I think those are both really cool. Interestingly, yesterday I was speaking to someone who is trying to buy up peat marshes in Scotland and Ireland specifically for carbon capture, because they're obviously very good at retaining carbon. Yeah, unfortunately we couldn't find anyone who had a spare peat marsh lying around in Scotland. Annalisa, thank you so much for doing this prime with me. We're going to dive into lots more in the main episode, so thank you so much for joining me.